Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Burt Show.
Look, it might give you single women some comfort knowing that there are dumbasses all over the world. It's not just our country.
Yeah, apparently you can find a bad guy in the United States and a bad guy in Ireland, of all places.
Ireland?
In Ireland. I'm working on my Irish accent because I'm going to Ireland in September. And I have actually been off the apps for almost 4 weeks at this point. And because we do this segment called Unhinged, where we play the worst voice prompts from people's profiles, I got back on the apps to see what kind of Irish lads were getting on there and giving their worst prompts. So if you don't know what a Hinge voice prompt is, Kristen is dying over there. I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know if you could hear it.
She's allergic to dumbass.
She's allergic to the segment. So on the on Hinge, you can respond to certain prompts, like a question on your profile with either text or your voice. And most of the normal people on the app will just write out the text in their response. But some people decide to get a little creative and press the record button and let us hear just how much of a dumbass they are with their own words.
I'm just excited because I feel like they will not be as bad as the men in the United States because they have one thing going for them, and that's an accent.
Yeah, it's easier to digest if they sound sexy.
You can say really stupid things, but if you say it with an accent, it takes away some of the stupidity.
I think it depends on what country we're talking about also. I think if you're talking about South America, then that's sexy. But if you're talking about a German accent, I don't know.
I would say arguably an Irish accent is one of the least sexy accents you can find. My opinion,
really?
it's giving leprechaun. Like it's giving lucky charms.
Yeah, and you're short phobic.
So it's all coming together.
So this isn't my bottom five accents, but I will say it does make the unhinged prompts a lot more entertaining. So this is Unhinged Irish Edition. Let's get into it. Okay, so when I changed my location to Dublin, which is where the city that I'll be staying on the trip that I'm going on, which, by the way, if you want to join in, I have a Facebook group that you can join where you can come across the country with a bunch of girls your age and tour the country with us. But I wanted to find the most Irish man on the app Hinge, and I think I may have found him.
Yes, I am Irish. And yes, I can't say the number 3. Potatoes.
He's like, that's all you need to know about me. I'm Irish. I can say the number 3 and potatoes.
I couldn't even make out the last word.
You want to replay it?
Yes, I am Irish. And yes, I can't say the number 3.
I'm gonna need subtitles for this. So the Irish guys are definitely jokesters, and they've got some good dad jokes, but they just have, I guess, better accents with them.
I'll put on an accent just for dramatic effect. So a guy walks into a bar and he's waving a pistol and he yells, "I've got a 7-round magazine and one in the chamber. Now I want to know who's been sleeping with my wife." Guy from the back of the room calls out, "You're gonna need more ammo, mate."
Oh, that's funny.
You couldn't make it out?
No, I'm pretty sure there was a Scottish accent.
Well, he said he was putting on an accent. So I think it was an Irish guy putting on a Scottish accent.
God, the layers.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he said. It's just, not a clue.
He basically said his wife has slept with everybody in the bar.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. His wife's a hoe. So they're getting around in Ireland and in Scotland. Maybe that's why he switched the accent. So even though the accents are better, they don't make the dumb jokes sound any funnier.
A grasshopper walks into a bar and the barman says, "We have a drink named after you." And the grasshopper turns right and says, You've got a drink named Steve?
So, you know how you can get a drink that's named a grasshopper, like a grasshopper is the name of a cocktail, and they're like, oh, it's a grasshopper in a bar. We have a drink that's named after you. And I guess the grasshopper's name is Steve. So he's like, oh, you got a drink named Steve?
Oh.
Play it again.
It's funny.
A grasshopper walks into your bar, and the barman says, we have a drink named after you. And the grasshopper turns right and says, you've got a drink named Steve?
Okay.
I just love the fact that he's laughing at his joke before he even tells it.
I don't know if it was that funny for him to be laughing that hard at his own joke.
He may have had a couple pints before he told the joke. A couple of grasshoppers for
couple
sure.
Steve.
A couple Steve's. I'm not mad at any of these so far.
So it shouldn't be a surprise that the culture that gave us the worst spelling of Sean would have a lot of names where I would have no idea how to pronounce them. So every man on here has like one of 10 unpronounceable names that unless you know Gaelic, you're looking at it and you're like, is this English? How do I speak this? And I would thought that I would be the only person that wouldn't know how to pronounce these because I'm American, but it turns out they need to tutor their own people too. This is this guy explaining how to spell or say his name.
It's pronounced Kean, like key in the door, but without the door part. So Kean, not seeing, not Kean. Oh, no, it's certainly Kean, not seeing.
So then when I came across a guy named Kyle on the apps, I was like, oh, at least I'm going to get this guy's pronunciation correct. But turns out they pronounce it much different in Ireland.
How to pronounce my name? Tony.
I was very confused. I was like, it's Kyle. No. So he thought
I
he was being
he
funny
might
there.
Be messing with us.
They must have better drugs in Ireland.
I think so.
That is all of the men that I have found that when I go over to Ireland, I can hit them up.
And I did a quick Google search for you, Abby. The average height of men in Ireland is
5'9".
5'8".
Oh, no. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I will say the one thing you need. I'm going to London instead. So I will say, if you need to picture how these guys look, every single man in Ireland looks exactly like a character from Peaky Blinders. They all have that exact same haircut where it looks like they have the newsy boy cap on, but instead it's just their hair.
You know the dirty Irish pickup line, right? That's usually only used on St. Patrick's Day, but you might hear it in Ireland.
What is it?
Okay. Are you from Ireland?
No.
Because my penis is Dublin.
I am going to Dublin, so
there you go.
I'm sure I'll hear it a lot. But yeah, if you want to come hit on Cian with me or Tony, you can join the One Less Lonely Girl Squad trip to Ireland.
Yeah, how's
September.
This whole thing working? We really haven't talked about it all that much.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it at all. So I mentioned how I wanted to travel abroad for the first time, but I'm a little nervous to go by myself. Not because I'm like afraid I'm going to get kidnapped, although that is definitely a fear. It's a big investment to spend that much money to go overseas and to be the one person to entertain yourself. So I'm like, I am a big believer that like the more the merrier. And as an adult, you don't really get to have those summer camp type experiences where you can go and hang out with a bunch of people your age and experience new things. And I'm like, now as adults, like we should be able to do that more often. So I'm organizing this trip to Dublin with a bunch of girls my age so we can have that summer camp experience, but just on like a much higher level. Like instead of camping and doing kayaks, we're just going to be taking Steve shots with Cian and Tony.
I love this. So if a woman wanted to go, how much is it going to cost?
A lot of money. but I will say there are payment plans and it's not due till June. So if you want to go, you can decide to go now and then save up for the next couple of months. So
how much is it?
It's a lot of money.
How much is it?
It's a lot of money, Bert.
How much is it?
It's a lot of money, Bert. I don't want to count anybody out. So if you want to go, you can find the link in my bio at the Abby Murphy on
Instagram.
But you
can save them the money, the time right now by telling them.
Bert, this is marketing. This is how you wrap people into going. You don't tell them the cost and then they go and they see how fun it's going to be. They're like, oh my God, 5 days with Abby drunk on Guinness in Ireland? That looks like that would be worth it.
And then they click on the price and they're like, why did I waste my time?
I was trying to get people drunk this weekend and sign up for it at our One Less Lonely Girl Squad event, and I don't think it works. So.
All right, so where do they get the info? Super expensive trip to Ireland.
Go to Instagram at the Abby Murphy. Come hang with me and drink beer with me.
The Burt Show.